This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, this week we take up something that couldn't be more timely, given our parched weather conditions around the state of Kansas of late. That is, assuring that those landscape ornamentals have access to adequate moisture to carry them through the winter. We'll talk here about winter watering of landscapes with Ward Upham, horticulturist, K-State Research and Extension. This is accented even more, Ward, by the fact that we are extraordinarily dry around Kansas, even more so than usual for the wintertime.
Yes, it is. And what makes it even worse is that we've been warm. And so that means we're losing moisture. And so we need to be concerned about certain trees and shrubs.
And the guidelines, fairly standard as far as what those require, at least on a periodic basis, right?
That's right. As far as depth of watering, what we want to do is get that probably about 12 inches deep for our trees and shrubs. Even with mature trees, you're going to hit 80% of the roots if you get down to 12 inches. What you use is some like rebar, a wooden dowel, long tang screwdriver, even an electric fence post turned upside down. You can push it through moist soil. It's going to stop when it hits dry soil. And so that's an easy way to tell how deep you've actually watered.
Different trees have different demands to an extent, though, don't they?
Oh, yes, they certainly do, especially those that were transplanted last year. They don't have much of a root system yet, and so we need to really be careful with those. Even those transplanted within the last 2 to 3 years are going to need some special care. And then evergreens, because they're losing water through the winter, much more than deciduous trees are. Deciduous trees do lose water, but not near as much as what an evergreen would.
How to administer those waterings, though, and it's beyond just dragging a hose out there and turning it loose. You want this to happen gradually, do you not?
That's right, because it's easy to put on so much water so quickly it just runs off. So you need to have a method by which you can apply a little bit of water over a longer period of time. So if you have a recently transplanted tree, all you need to use is a 5-gallon bucket. Drill a hole in the side, 1/8 inch, near the bottom. That's going to let that water dribble out slowly. So you put that next to where that ball was, and then fill it up from another bucket and let it dribble out. Move the bucket to the other side of the tree, fill it up again, and let it dribble out. That'll give you 10 gallons of water. That should be enough for a recently transplanted tree or shrub. Now, those that were transplanted in the last 2 or 3 years are going to have more of a root system. What we normally use for them is a soaker hose, those black soaker hoses, and just circle the tree several times and then turn on the water just enough so that it will soak in. If you turn on too high, you'll probably get some runoff. And again, you're going to check how deep that goes with whatever tool you wish to use in order to check that.
Now, how critical is watering for those more mature trees? Yes, they need attention. But then again, they have been around the block a time or two. So are they more forgiving as far as watering?
They certainly are. You know, they're more mature. They're well established. If at all you're concerned, though, it'd be a good idea, especially if they're evergreen. If they're evergreen, you probably should water. If they're not, if you're at all concerned, go ahead and water them. And so what you want to do in that case is, again, use your soaker hose, but you're going to use a Y adapter on your garden hose so you can hook up both the beginning and the end of that hose to equalize pressure. Those soaker hoses are notorious for putting out more water from certain parts of that hose than other parts. If you hook both the beginning and end to a Y adapter, it equalizes the pressure, and you're much more likely to get a good job of watering. The drip line of the tree is the outermost spread of the branches. You want to put that hose between that drip line and halfway to the drip line. And so if you're going to hook both ends to that Y adapter, you may have to kind of serpentine around there in order for it to turn out right. But if you do that, that's going to work. The other thing to keep in mind on that Y adapter, you really should have a couple of valves on there for each leg. Mm-hmm. The reason for that is if you don't, you'll probably put on too much water and you get runoff. That way you can adjust the flow so you get just enough that it soaks in.
Follow these guidelines on watering your landscape ornamentals as we trudge our way through this winter season. Good tips all. Ward, thank you.
You bet.
Ward Upham with us, horticulturist at Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.